0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon. You're very welcome to Liveline. Colm O'Mungine here, 0818 715 815 515 for your text. joe@rt.ie by email or 087 184 3709 by WhatsApp. Dennis Larkin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Colm.
How's the head?
Look, still looking at what might have been and, some of the little things that happened during the game, like our captain Ryan going off injured and the change that seemed to follow from that. And then the bad luck of hitting the post twice. And a couple of out-of-character mistakes with long kicks and straight into touch. So we're going through all that. If you like, it's almost like after a death. You know, you're looking at what might have been. And when I rang this morning, I was very disappointed to hear, but not surprised, that there were Munster supporters shouting for La Rochelle at the game.
Now, for anyone who is unaware of the match you're talking about, Dennis, this is the Heineken Cup final between Leinster, not playing on the pitch that day, but very involved in the setup, is Johnny Sexton. And on the other side of things for La Rochelle, Ronan O'Gara, their head coach, and there is, I suppose,
absolutely,
a famous sporting rivalry between Johnny Sexton and Ronan O'Gara going all the way back to 2009 and during their time competing for the same shirt. So,
yeah.
You say you were surprised but not disappointed to hear that Munster fans were cheering for La Rochelle rather than Leinster.
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed. Now, in fairness, Raj was a wonderful player for Munster and he's a wonderful coach. But over the years, I've seen that and it's disappointing because I certainly have supported Munster. Before Leinster became good, I mean, I was always a Leinster supporter. We were, a few of us used to go up on a Friday night to Donnybrook when there'd only be 6,000 or 7,000 there. We weren't getting places the way Munster were 20 years ago. But I have regularly gone to see. I was at the Heineken Cup final, Munster's first one against Harlequins, and was deeply disappointed for them. They were just beaten by a point, and they had a similar wonderful performance in 2004 against Wasps in Lansdowne Road, and a wonderful game of rugby, and Wasps just held. And I would have been very disappointed for Munster on occasions.
All right. And just to translate again, Dennis, for anyone who is unaware, Ronan O'Gara's initials, ROG, have earned him the nickname Rog. So when you refer interchangeably to Ronan O'Gara and Rog, it's the former Ireland number 10 and La Rochelle coach Ronan O'Gara you're talking to. Now, I met somebody on a sideline of another sporting disappointment over the weekend, an under-12s GAA match, an irate Leinster fan who turned around. He was incensed, absolutely incensed, that compounding his disappointment, there was a pocket of Munster fans sitting in front of him. And at first when he saw them, he didn't know they were Munster fans because they were dressed in hats and scarves and La Rochelle gear. And it was only when they opened their mouths to cheer on the team that he realised they were Munster fans.
Well, yeah, that'd be a shock. Yeah, that'd be a shock. I was saying to your producer there, I remember in 2008, we were over at a Leinster, a dead rubber as it turned out, a Leinster game in Leinster, and Leinster were beaten that day, and afterwards we were down in a sports bar and Munster were playing, and we actually were vociferous in our support of Munster at that stage, being an Irish side, and the Leinster lads came over to us and they said, "We're very surprised to see you supporting Munster, because this time last year they had a reciprocal match in Leinster against Munster in the same competition, and after the match Leinster were playing on the television and the Munster supporters were all roaring for whoever was playing against Leinster."
So when you hear about this, Dennis, and you know it's not reciprocated, would it change your mind? I would be interested to hear what the rationale behind this is from a Munster point of view. If you can't find it within yourself to cheer for another province from Ireland, be that Ulster or Connacht, but given the state of the rivalry. It's probably Leinster is the province that you can't cheer for if you're a Munster fan. Do you understand what it's based on?
It's hard to understand in many ways. And we have a problem. You don't hear too many of them now, but fellas that I know and friends were what Neil Francis referred to as Lunsters. In other words, there were fellas from Leinster supporting Munster. Now, you don't hear that now because Leinster have suddenly come out of traps over the last 15 years and, you know, left Munster behind in real terms, having won four of those Champions Cups, Heineken Cups, by comparison with Munster's two, which were won earlier.
Right. I suppose that the subset that Neil Francis was talking about, the so-called Lunsters, as he referred to them, were people probably from outside of Dublin who felt that the ethos of Munster rugby, as they saw it, with, you know, part of its heartland in Limerick's working class areas, that this was more in keeping with gritty, real sports fandom than what they thought was perhaps Leinster rugby, which they would perceive more as being based in an elite school system.
Or the Pale. Or, as one fella said to me, there's a touch of the D4 about you.
Right. And where are you from, Dennis, if you're willing to...
Well, I've been living in Mullingar for the last 45 years. I grew up in Drogheda and lived for a while in Bray.
So you are not from D4 unless there's an area of Drogheda that is D4. You are in the M code in Mullingar.
The only time I'm in D4 by and large is either the RDS or the Aviva.
Have you ever asked a Munster fan, Dennis, why this is?
Well, I did actually, because I'll tell you an interesting story, Colm. A friend of mine from Limerick, who'd be a true blue Gary Owen Munster supporter. If you remember, around 2009 or 10, there was a Munster-Leinster Pro 14 game in Thomond Park, and there was a big issue about getting licensing for it. This was the Good Friday game, was it? The Good Friday game.
Yeah, the one that broke the Good Friday pub ban.
Exactly. And I couldn't get a ticket through Leinster as their allocation was gone when I went looking. And I rang my friend down in Limerick and he said, "You can have my season ticket." And I said, "You're joking me. You surely want to go to see that?" "Not a chance," he said. "I couldn't bear it if we were beaten by Leinster. I just couldn't be there."
Right. I got a taxi one time in Dublin city centre. He said he collected people from the airport, English people from the airport. The taxi driver was from Cavan and the English people asked him, would he ever find it within his heart to cheer for England? And he said, I would if they were playing Monaghan. Jimmy, you cheered for Ronan O'Gara's La Rochelle. Where are you from and why did you cheer for them?
I'm from Turles, Ballingarry in Turles. And I shouted for Ronan O'Gara's team. I did.
And why were you not shouting for the Irish team?
Well, it wasn't about the Irish or the French or anything like that. I just shouted for Ronan O'Gara's team and his management career. And that's the way I was about it, you know.
And so you're very much pro Ronan O'Gara, but are you anti-Leinster?
Not at all. Like, we're on the border of Tip and Kilkenny. Like, we wouldn't... There's no issues about that at all.
Have you ever cheered for Kilkenny?
No, I haven't. I haven't, no.
Right, so have you ever cheered for a team outside of Munster in any sporting occasion?
Yeah, sure I have. Last year, we shouted for Galway in the football final because they hadn't won it in so long, you know?
And what is it about Ronan O'Gara that makes you cheer for him? He's managing a team that's, you know, from all over the world and, you know, came at quite the price to build up the La Rochelle team he's built up as against Leinster, who are predominantly made up of Irish players.
Of course they are, but you must remember what he has done there in his 2 years of term, you know, since he's gone over there. Like, he's really pulled it out of the ditch for them, like, you know.
And would this be common amongst other people, Jimmy? Do you know of other Munster fans who are... Is it all just pro Ronan O'Gara, or, as at least anecdotally on social media, there's an intense anti-Leinster sentiment that likes seeing them lose? It just likes seeing Leinster have the smile wiped off their face on the big day.
No, I wouldn't say that, no. I wouldn't say that at all. It's sport, really, you know, and you can show whoever you like, really, when it all boils down, you know. But yeah, we did show for Ronan, so
I suppose when
you can't forget what Ronan has done in times past, you know, and like you'd be wishing him well on his next stage of his journey, you know what I mean?
All right. What about for the players who played for Leinster, who have a grand slam on behalf of Ireland under their belt, who went out and gave joy to Munster, Ulster, Connacht, Leinster fans alike?
Yeah, look, that's just the way it is, and that's just sport in general, you know. And I would have said, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of Leinster fans that would never shout for Munster either, like, you know what I mean?
All right, well, they're more than welcome to get in touch and tell us why that would be, because, of course, there's a big Munster game coming up in the URC final as well, where they'll have an opportunity to cheer on Munster against the Stormers, and if they are going to be cheering for the Stormers, they can let us know why they feel this. Richard Paul, you're a Leinster fan, but you don't think this is an anti-Leinster thing, that Munster fans were cheering for La Rochelle?
I wouldn't say I'm a Leinster fan, Colin, but no, I don't think it was an anti-Leinster thing. I think Ronan O'Gara is a legend of Munster, and I think more so there's the part of him, to be quite honest.
Right, and you wouldn't see the idea that a team that's mostly made up of Irish people, an Irish province with players who've recently played in the Six Nations and given joy, as I say, to all fans from all over the country alike, that they're more deserving of the support than one man's team that's made up largely of players from all over the world based in France.
It comes down to sport and rivalry. You know, rugby, okay, four provinces in the country, but soccer teams, there's rivalry as well. And I'm sure possibly some of that has infiltrated the sport of rugby.
Right. Would you be a soccer fan more so than any other code?
I would be, actually, yeah, I would be. But I respect what Leinster have done over the years. They've had a great side, and they've lost the last two finals, and being 17 points up, I personally think he bottled it on Saturday. That's what I think.
All right. John Guiney, you think it is anti-Leinster, do you, rather than pro-O'Gara?
Oh, it's most definitely, yes. On numerous occasions I've heard Munster supporters supporting anybody but Leinster. Going back to the Heineken Cup final over in Edinburgh, when Munster were at the height, and a lot of lads had bought tickets in the hope that Munster be in the final, but as it transpired, it was Leinster. But they were supporting Leicester at the match, which was, you know, that was my first time seeing that. But over the last couple of years, whether it be at a match or watching it in a pub or whatever, you'd always have Munster supporters. And even at the weekends there now, I was at the final, and there was Munster supporters there supporting La Rochelle, like, you know.
Right. But so Jimmy, it goes back further than Ronan O'Gara being in charge of La Rochelle. There is a cohort of people out there for Munster who will cheer on anybody but Leinster.
Well, not for me. Not for me, it wouldn't be. No, it was nothing to do with Leinster at all. I'm not anti-Leinster at all. All I'd be saying to you is, for Ronan O'Gara to do what he has done, you'd have to clap him on the back and say, look, this guy is something else, and we're going to shoot. I'd shout for him anyway. That's the way I am about it. And I'm not anti-Leinster. Good, bad, or indifferent, you know.
And what do you make of the attitude of people who are?
Well, I wouldn't like it, like. So that's it. You have to remember, it's sport, you know. And sport takes many different routes at different times, you know. So, no, I wouldn't. I have nothing at all against Leinster at all. Nothing at all, no.
And have you ever asked people, or if you were standing in a pub watching a match and this was going on, would you ask people why they were cheering against Leinster if it didn't involve La Rochelle?
Ah, sure, I would. Well, look, I have never ever heard, you know, anyone up doing that, like, or anything. But I would have, you know, it's just the fact that Rod has done what he's done. That's why I shouted for NFL, you know.
All right. John Guiney, would it have any influence on you who to cheer for when Munster's in the final, the attitude you've seen, or would you go ahead and cheer for them anyway?
I know, you always have to support the Irish team, you know, support any Irish team, because especially, like, we need the four provinces doing well and having a bit of confidence, especially coming into the World Cup now. You know, you want to be beating these teams in order that we have a good spirit going into the World Cup and, you know, everybody going together to try and win the World Cup, like, and losing to the likes of French teams and that only knocks back not just Leinster, but it knocks back the country as well.
All right,
you know, and even in the URC, I was disappointed we were bet by Munster, but with a Munster referee, by the way, which was a very strange thing. But anyway, that's another day's work. But I'd be supporting Munster against the Stormers. I'd always support the Irish team. I think it's very important. And I thought Rog, in his post-match conference, he was trying to drive a wedge with Leinster, who, if he has any hopes of getting the Irish job, isn't really the way to be going about it. You know, he could have just got, we conquered, and we went home. But to be sort of saying that Leinster didn't give them a big room, and which was nothing to do with Leinster, and also then that the captain didn't look at his captain in the eye, you know, it was just really mealy-mouthed, you know, grouchy stuff. He should have just accepted the win and gone home gracefully, like, you know.
Jimmy, what did you think of the post-match controversy? Did you pay any heed to it? Did you? Is it something that you were aware of?
No, I didn't know. I didn't think he would have choked that witch. No, I wouldn't. Roger's done as much in the green jersey as he has in the Munster jersey, you know. So, no, I wouldn't take that, no.
There's a bit of noise there in the background, Jimmy. What is it?
A digger. That's what it is.
Oh, a digger. It's idling there in the background. Is it you're near a site there, are you?
I am. I'm on site here, yeah.
All right. Very good. Yeah. What are you building?
We're doing houses here in Portlaoise.
Oh, yeah. How many are you putting up?
There's 140 houses going in this site in Portlaoise, yeah.
Right. Are you anywhere near the rugby club there?
You have to
keep a low voice when you're admitting to who you were cheering for over the weekend, do you?
Yeah, you
wouldn't be afraid it'd affect the contract, would it? What side you were on in the game, no?
Not at all, no. Sport takes many different routes, you know, so all I'd be saying is, look, I roar for Ireland when they're on that pitch, the same as I'd roar for Tipperary, you know, so...
Well, you'll have a chance to roar for them again, won't you, Tipperary? They're not gone yet.
No, we're back as good as ever this year so far anyway, thanks to Lee Cairns.
All right, well, the best of luck with the houses. They're much needed. Fair play to you. Joe Power, you've seen probably the anecdotal stuff on social media and seen the sentiment, the like of which my partner on the sideline was relating to me the other day about Munster fans cheering for La Rochelle. Would you agree with Jimmy that it's just supporting Ronan O'Gara and the pinnacle of a Munster man's achievements and another feather in his cap?
To an extent it is, but it's a more deep-rooted phenomenon than that, I think. It sort of even transcends rugby. I mean, initially, I suppose, the point I would make on the rugby situation that it was, particularly this year, I think it was very short-sighted of any Munster fans to be supporting La Rochelle with the World Cup coming up. You know, the win, as the Guardian article very pointedly made out, was a signal that the French can overpower the Irish, like, as most of the Leinster team were the Irish team. Now, admittedly, of course, there'll be excellent additions for Munster when they get back, hopefully, from winning against the Stormers in South Africa. But it is, I think, true rugby fans that I know in Waterford now. I'm living in Waterford 40 years, even though I'm originally from Dublin, 25% Munster genes, as the name Power would suggest. But I would generally think that true rugby supporters now certainly friends of mine in Waterford were supporting Leinster because they could see the bigger strategic thing of Irish rugby and its future and the World Cup coming up, rather than the narrow provincial thing of Leinster versus Munster. But on a broader level, I do think it's tied up with a broader phenomenon of sort of perception of Dublin and the rest of the country. And I think really Dublin as a metropolitan capital city and its surrounding Leinster area, there's possibly a cultural divergence with the rest of the country. And I think the issue gets caught up with that as well, which somewhat complicates it. But I think, obviously, Ronan O'Gara has been a tremendous servant to Munster. But I always think overall that it was funny, actually, because I've had a funny experience in the past when your commentator earlier was saying about Leinster. And when Munster were in the ascendant, I happened to have a Leinster jersey given to me as a present, and I went down to my local pub, and I think Munster were 10-1 on to beat Leinster in the old days, and unfortunately Leinster won 13-0, so I was almost refused service by the barman, who said, your grandfather was from Bunmahan, how could you be sporting
Leinster? All right.
They could laugh at me.
Do you still have the jersey?
I do, actually, somewhere and I'd wear it if Leinster were playing, and I'd be down supporting Munster like Munster are playing. So, I think it's possible to bridge the divide in an Irish general context.
Una Heaton, you believe in bridging the divide too. You're a Munster fan that would happily cheer on Leinster.
Absolutely. I mean, I was there when Munster beat the All Blacks, actually. I was one of the 12,000 people that were there. And I designed a tie before the official tie came out. And I still have it, 12-0. But anyway,
you were one of the people that was actually there, as opposed to the people like the fellas who were in the GPO in 1916 who claimed to have been there.
Yeah. And I've slept outside in my car waiting for tickets for the Heineken Cup final against what was Northampton, I think. Waiting for those tickets, those coveted tickets. We were the last four to get the tickets. So I know what it's like to be a Munster supporter. I feel rugby is crossed all the divides. And I support Ulster, Leinster, Connacht, whoever we're playing against, and La Rochelle. Take it that Rod is the coach, and a great coach he is. But I think I support our local. And those people who were wearing the La Rochelle outfits were a fair-weather supporters, I think. They weren't true rugby supporters.
Right, and even throwing Ulton Delan into the mix, a Kerry man who's out in La Rochelle, that wouldn't get it across the line for you as a Munster fan either. You'd still cheer for Leinster as the Irish team, is it?
I'm used to Ulton Delan. Amazing for him, you know. Amazing for Donica Ryan as well. You know, anybody that plays well, good. But, I mean, I would support Leinster. And I think it's small-mindedness.
And were you watching Munster at the time? I think they nearly turned over the All Blacks a few years ago when Peter Stringer was playing for them. It was regarded as an understrength Munster team nearly got them again.
Yes. I'm actually painting a Munster logo or theme for Brent Pope at the moment for mental health in the rugby field. And it's a giant elephant in my kitchen at the moment.
There's a giant elephant in your kitchen?
There's an elephant in the kitchen, in the room. Do you know the elephant in the room syndrome?
Yeah. Did you build the elephant in the kitchen?
The elephant is on my kitchen table at the moment.
It's on the kitchen table, so it's not taken up. It's not an elephant of such size that you'd have difficulty getting it back out the door again.
It's a fiberglass 6-foot elephant kitchen table.
And how wide?
It's about 4 foot. It's a baby elephant, in fact, you know.
And would you fit it out the door?
I can send you a photograph.
Do, yeah. WhatsApp us a picture. You can send it to us on 087-184-3709. Send it in to us there. We have a look at the elephant.
Yeah.
Are you painting it in the Munster colours?
Oh, it's Munster players. And like Foley, Axel Foley. And all the greats are on it. Like Keith Earls, Conor Murray, Moss Keane, great Brian O'Brien.
And your paint, is it like photorealistic painting?
Yes.
And you're a painter yourself. This is all your own artwork, is it?
Yeah.
And how do you paint a picture? I've heard of painting on a canvas, but painting on an elephant, it must be pretty challenging.
You do the contours and you get the ears. I painted both ears with Paula Connell on one ear and Donica Connell on the other.
And what are the politics of who goes on the backside?
I did the scrums. Two scrums with Keith Wood and Tom Clifford of old, the young Munster, and Clossy.
And there's no.
And then on the other side, it is what's his name, Bruff? Oh, Hayes.
John Hayes.
And
there's nobody skinny enough to go in the trunk.
It could be what do you call him? Paul O'Connor. But no, I couldn't put Graham Rowntree on the years because, I mean, no. Let's put the two number eights instead.
So you're going to cover the whole elephant. And then what are you doing? Are you selling
it's
this elephant?
Done.
Right.
It's all done. He's got boots and everything.
And do you have to varnish him? If you're going to put him outdoors, then you have to varnish him to stop the colour running.
In the Limerick experience, the new rugby international experience, you know.
Is it the centrepiece?
So people can view it. And people can bid for it if they want to buy it, you know.
All right, and bid starting at what?
Starting at whatever you want to start with.
Right, and they can. Right, that's the centre of the Limerick Rugby. So it's in your kitchen at the moment. When's it going on display?
In my kitchen, on the kitchen table.
Right, okay. Derek Reel, you're calling us from the UK. You've seen the other side of this coin.
I have indeed. I mean, and you know, I suppose the way I'd say that it does happen both ways. I was down in Exeter. I travel to see Munster anytime I can from over here. I've even been to the south of France to see him. But I was down in Exeter, I think it was last year. And, you know, after the match, we were going for a couple of pints with my friends and whatever. And there was a big group of Leinster fans in there. And I must say, even quite rude with it. And they had kind of Exeter tops on and Leinster tops on. So it happens both ways. You just have to go, well, you know what I mean? These things happen. Rog was a big Munster man, you know. So I take it with a pinch of salt. I've ended up at Heineken Cup finals where we haven't got through. And what I would say is, I mightn't shout for them, but I'd support them as far as Leinster goes. It's almost like my feelings with Tipperary having a tip mum. I mightn't shout for them, but you know, I think I will. Then next, in some ways.
As long as they're not playing Limerick, is it?
That's particularly it. I don't think I'd ever really support Tipperary. It's only because my mum, God bless her, is gone now. But you know, we would have supported them, but a bit. But that's it. Do you know what I mean? I think it happens both ways. I think it gets blown up out of the, you know, in all proportions actually by some Leinster fans. I think, you know, and they have to remember that it's not anti Leinster. It's usually something kind of anti Dublin Four or something like that, or perceived things like that.
Right. When you were saying you were over at this game and it was Exeter playing Munster, were these expat Leinster fans living in England who travelled down?
Well, I don't know the end and out, you know, because we were being quite friendly and whatever, they were being quite rude. So, you know, we don't know the ins and outs of it. I think they might have had some connections or whatever, but there was a good, you know, 9 or 10 of them in the pub, and you know, with the Leinster tops on and whatever, and it didn't really interact with us much because usually at games now you'd have the crack, but you know, so I'm saying it's the same as the lads with the Rog heads on. You know, there are some people who will do that. But
and what is it from whatever is driving those lads who are down in Exeter, but coming as you are from Munster or a Munster perspective, what is it that drives the anti-Leinster sentiment?
I would say, I don't know, it's an anti-Leinster. I think some of it is having the crack, to be honest. You know, it's the same as you'd rise the Tip fans up. You give the rise to the Leinster fans. I think sometimes it's the Irish humour, to be honest. I don't, you know, there isn't an anti thing there. It isn't the same rivalry as you would guess in football, where there's hate and stuff like that. I think it's just a good, having the crack, kind of wind them up a small bit, and obviously, evidently, seeing as we're talking about it on Liveline, it's working.
So, all right, Joe Power, you think this could affect the mood of fans ahead of the vital unity that's needed ahead of a World Cup? Do you?
No, I don't think so, but I just would think that it was sort of almost cutting off your nose to spite your face. You know, for Munster to be not supporting Leinster last
year. You're not on speakerphone, you know, Joe, there, but
like,
sorry.
You know, you're talking about, it's a sense of signal, as I said, like, you know, I mean, the French now know that possibly, a massively overpowering pack can dominate and negate the Irish ball handling skills and offloading skills. So,
Joe, are you on speakerphone by any chance? It's just your voice is dropping in and out of the call. We want to get the words
sorry,
of wisdom.
No, I'm not on speakerphone now. I was possibly moving the phone away, but that's probably better now. You know, so I'm keeping it in one place. But Yeah, it's interesting the point I was making earlier. I watched the final last year in the local pub, and again, a similar Leinster versus La Rochelle, and a lot of people were supporting La Rochelle. And I asked some of them afterwards, like, and some of them actually, it wasn't just O'Gara, was like this thing, they just felt Dublin had everything, and you know, the sort of the Dublin versus the rest of the country phenomenon was a factor in their outlook, you know. So I think that is actually possibly in the mix, you know, but it's a broader question obviously than sport or rugby.
All right, Derek, part it's a broader identity thing. Is it would it be pushing it to say an inferiority complex?
I think it's pushing it, to be honest. Now, and you know, again, as I said, it's, you know, put them under pressure, or whatever you want. If you go back, get under their skin, and it's evident in the reaction that that's actually happened. I think it's been blown out of proportion. It's just a bit of you know, fun to kind of get to with some supporters. By the way, it was great to hear Bruff mentioned there as well. So, you know, I just think it's just getting under people's skin a little bit. It's been blown up a bit too much. At the end of the day, as I said, I mightn't shout at the telly like I would normally, but under it all, I would still want an Irish win. And I would hope that the same thing would go, because we've got a great weekend coming forward now with Limerick and Munster coming up. And that's the thing we need to be pushing on now. I think ultimately people, the majority of people will be supporting an Irish team, but sometimes it's good to put it up, really.
All right, Gary Cullen, you've seen the rivalry there. What would you put it down to? Tell us who you're a fan of first.
Hi, Colm. Yeah, I would be a fan of Leinster, and this is going back to 2008, 2009. So I think Munster won their first Heineken Cup of the 2008. Would have been cheering them on, really happy for them to do it. A year later, Heineken Cup quarter-final. I think more diehard fans might correct me on this, but from what I can remember, it was a double-header weekend. So Munster were playing first on a Saturday. I was away with a group of guys, Leinster friends. We were all down in Waterford, went to a famous establishment in Waterford to watch the doubleheader. So first was Munster Ospreys, if I can remember correctly. We cheered with the Munster fans, you know, delighted to see them winning, cheering on the Irish contingent.
Were you wearing your Leinster jerseys?
Wearing the Leinster jerseys, not all of us. There was about 10 of us there, and I'd say three or four of the lads would have had Leinster tops. But it was quite clear where we were sitting in this famous rugby pub that we were Leinster fans. The Munster fans joined in with us. It was great fun. Really enjoyed the first match. And then later on that afternoon, Harlequins were playing Leinster. I'm correct with that. Leinster were away. And the atmosphere changed.
An icy chill descended, was it?
Oh, absolutely. Icy chill. Yeah, 100%. And as the match went on further, and Leinster, it was a very tight match. And from what I can remember, Leinster just got over the line on it. But those Munster fans were cheering for Harlequins. And we questioned some of the lads. And we were here earlier on, a couple of hours earlier, cheering for you guys. And now you've switched it and you're cheering for Harlequins, an English team.
Again, well, it was Keith Wood playing for Harlequins at the time.
I can't remember whether he was, you'd have a diehard fan, Munster fan will probably come in and answer that one, but for me, I was just shocked, and the atmosphere, it got a little bit heated towards, so we
bit
didn't
of niggle.
Stay too much longer after the match, and that's the first time that I knew there was always a rivalry, and rivalry in sport is what makes sport interesting, but there was a little bit of hatred and venom. Now, you can't tie everyone with the one bush, so not all Munster fans would have that hatred to Leinster, but the vast majority, I'm sure, were quite happy to see Leinster lose there at the weekend. And
right,
obviously the Ron O'Gara factor adds to that, but that's the first time I witnessed it, Colm, was 2009. That's when I really realised, my God, it's sort of a little bit deeper than just a rivalry. There is that, you know, is it the Dublin D4 sort of connection to Leinster that may have
Well, we're going to talk to John Kelly after this, who's going to give us a bit of an insight into why he thinks other people outside of Leinster might be wound up by the whole Leinster juggernaut. That's coming up after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Colm O'Mungine here, 51551 for your text. Joe at rte.ie or WhatsApp us on 087 184 3709. John Kelly, where are you calling from?
Lochray in County Galway.
And you think you have an insight into why it is that Leinster fans turn off fans from other provinces?
Well, I'll give you an example. That's just one night brief while watching a match in a local pub. He was a junior rugby player. He moved from Dublin, but he's here, resident of the town. And his comment was, the Irish team should be picked of 12 or 13 Leicester players and one or two from the other provinces. So I took it, thought it was a bit arrogant.
And he said this out loud to you or for all to hear in the pub?
Oh, he wasn't whispering. Myself and a few others nearby would have heard it, you know.
How did that go down?
It didn't go around too well, but me personally. No, this was after the game where Johnny Sexton came out and played against Connacht in the league game there, which I thought was ridiculous on his part because the man at the age he's at, I thought he should have been minding himself, you know. And he actually got injured in that game, and I pointed out that. And this man said, oh, well, he needed game time, which I thought was a crazy statement.
Right. That said, I mean, do you cheer for Leinster when they're playing, despite this man's sentiments?
Well, I did cheer for them last Saturday, I did, yes.
Were you disappointed?
Well, I was disappointed they didn't do it and try and get a draft goal when they had were battering at the line. How many times do you see teams trying to get over on the line, bulldoze, and do their best? And the percentages of getting over are pretty low. When they're that far in, I thought they should fire the ball back to the out half and go for the drop goal.
Right. Do you think they had the firepower up front, though, to protect their out half to take that drop goal?
Well, so they were so far away on the edge of the line. A long pass would have given them, you know, like last week, the Munster drop goal was pretty nearly charged down. It just got over the Leinster player's hands.
But understanding and all as you are as to how people might not like certain attitudes emanating from Leinster, it wouldn't turn you off cheering for them anyway.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. No. It was a good game. And it's great to see two very strong Irish provinces. And the other four pretty good provinces. Right. I was at the league game in the sports ground, the first league game against Leinster this year, and there was very, very little in it up until the last minute. Leinster got a try in the first 5 minutes, and I think that there was less than 4 points in it until about 5 minutes to go. And John had to turn down the penalties.
John, your line's a bit shaky. Brendan, you were at the game on Saturday in a Munster jersey.
Yes, that's correct, Colin. Yeah, I was. And just to explain, it's a tradition that people, if they want to go to the match, and if they're not connected to one club or the other, that they actually wear their club jerseys. And it's nothing to do with anti-Leinster. We had booked earlier in the year when the tickets came out, and we'll be booking again for London next year.
I was at the game myself. There were Leicester fans in the audience wearing their Leicester jerseys. There were
absolutely
Toulouse fans there in Toulouse jerseys. So you wore the Munster jersey. Were people watching you closely to see who you'd cheer for?
No, I think that possibly at the start, but we had a great chat with. We were surrounded by Leinster people, myself and my son, and we were strictly neutral. We didn't cheer for Leinster because, you know, they're not my club. But we didn't cheer when La Rochelle scored, but we enjoyed the game. It was a fantastic game. When Leinster were 17-0 up, like they had played scintillating rugby for the first 20 minutes, we enjoyed that. We enjoyed the scores. I met friends beforehand from Dublin. They were wearing their Leinster jerseys. We took photographs together and met somebody afterwards, a near neighbour of ours. And we had a great crack, I got a few pictures with the La Rochelle people with the young Munster colours and everything. And it was just a fantastic occasion. And I think...
And did you not even slip off the neutral fence towards the end as everything hung in the balance with only 1 point and Leinster pushing on the La Rochelle line? Did part of you want Leinster to get over? Or were you still neutral at that point in the game?
I didn't really mind. Honest to God, it was just such a great game. I think it was probably the greatest game that I was ever at as a neutral. It was international quality, I think, from start to finish. It was just a brilliant game. And I really, even with about 10 minutes ago, I turned around to Leinster guy alongside me and I said, look, I said, if you win it, I said, I have no problem. I said, and I thought that they would, and a bit like the previous caller, I do think that they should have gone back in the pocket and Ross Byrne should have gone for the drop goal. And I think it was a tactical thing that they were still going for a try, when, for me, the 3 points should have been taken. But no, I it would be kind of against my tradition, if you want to call it, as a Munster man, to support Leinster.
All right, what is that? Why is that part of the Munster tradition? Why is it that you can't bring yourself to cheer for Leinster, even though it's an Irish team in an international rugby competition?
It's just the way it is. It's a bit like your local club. Say, if you're Young Munster and Gary Owen are playing, you're not going to shout for Gary Owen. You might go to watch Gary Owen against Shannon or Gary Owen against whoever it might be. But if you're from one side or the other, you're not going to. And maybe it's that parochial thing about rugby in Limerick, that it is a kind of a parochial thing.
That's where you're from, is it? And your local club in Limerick is who?
Would be Young Munster. Yeah,
and if Gary Owen was playing against a Dublin team, would you cheer for Gary Owen?
I wouldn't, but I'd go out and enjoy it, and enjoy it if they're playing Old Belvedere or whoever it might be. I'd go and watch it, but I wouldn't be shouting for Gary Owen. No, that wouldn't be done. So no.
Eileen Barry, you're from Cork.
I am.
You weren't hardly neutral on Saturday.
Definitely not. Totally for La Rochelle.
And why are you totally for La Rochelle?
Because I think Cork is so proud of Ronan O'Gara. He's the local boy. We're very proud of him. He's very proud of being from Cork. You know, someone said to him when he was in Dublin that he was home. As he said, he wasn't home. Cork is home. And to us, he's the local boy. We're very proud of him. And that we would be total, as I put in my text earlier, it's like, you know, when Roy Keane and Dennis Irwin were playing for United, Cork was really into United. You know, and I think Raj has brought that Munster spirit to La Rochelle that we absolutely love. I think, you know, so I think we were so proud of him before the match. I mean, we think he walks on water now.
And have you ever cheered for Leinster in your life?
I would have cheered for Leinster in other Heineken Cup finals, but I would have been reared with that. You know, my father would have been very involved in Sunderland Rugby Club, and he would have been very involved in Munster. He would have been president of the Munster branch and president of the Referees Association and the IRFU. But the one important thing, like he would say, if there was a match on and Leinster were playing, you cheer for Ireland. But then, when it came to Munster, it was very different.
All right,
so you cheered for the local boy when it was being redefined down to be into more local.
But even if the local boy is playing for somebody else, you know, Ulton Delan playing for La Rochelle or managed by Ronan O'Gara, the overwhelming majority of people playing for Leinster are Irish. So on the pure mathematics of it, Leinster is the more Irish team. But so it's Cork above Ireland, Cork above all else.
Cork first, then Munster, then Ireland would be the pecking order. And Roy, he like the people from Cork were so, he was so proud to be from Cork. We could not but follow him.
And were you watching the match yourself, or did you go to the match?
I was watching it.
And were you dressed up in what do you dress up in if you're supporting, if you're only even supporting the Cork people on the Munster team, how do you go all Cork when you're watching a match?
Well, you know, it's the spirit. It was just, he just has an ambience about him that just, he can just get to the heart of Cork people. Like,
do you have to be from Cork to get that? Is it a Cork thing, a unique Cork relationship with Ronan O'Gara?
No, not necessarily, but it's a Cork association with rugby. Like, you know, I remember I was at a match out in Sunderland Rugby Club, and it was the ladies' lunch. And Paul O'Connell just happened to be at the match. He came in and spoke to the audience at the drop of a hat.
But sure, he's a Limerick fella.
Yes, but what I'm saying is there is the rugby, the Munster rugby has that, you know, it doesn't have to be official, it doesn't have to be organised. There are things, you know, you'd see kids, you know, you'd see a rugby player around the place and they have no bother, you know, talking to kids at the side of the road or, you know, they're just, I think they just bring a very good heart to Cork.
So that's the positive pro-Cork bit of it. Yes, but is there an anti-Leinster bit of it from where you're sitting? Is there? Do you understand people who cannot ever bring themselves to cheer for Leinster?
No, because I think... No, I don't think so. You know, we'd say from growing up, you know, would you say if there was... if it was the Munster Senior Cup and we'll say Conn were playing, which would be a big rival.
That's
in Cork
Constitution for anyone who doesn't know the rugby clubs. Yeah,
yeah. Like my father would have said, you cheer for Conn because they're from Cork. That's, you know, there is a spirit of, you know, supporting your own. And I think on Saturday, it was supporting your own by supporting La Rochelle because of Raj.
Eileen, is there anyone who loves Cork in the world more than you?
Everyone in Cork, I think.
But you're certainly, on the basis of Ronan O'Gara's Cork, coming from Cork, that was enough to swing it for you to cheer on La Rochelle at the weekend.
It was, because I think, well, I suppose a lot of it is, you know, a lot of rugby in Ireland could be Dublin-focused. He took that focus off.
Right, so you think there's a bit of an over-Dublin focus when it comes to rugby in Ireland, do you?
It can be, but the press, like, you know, he was saying, you know, you're home. No, I'm not.
And that line struck a chord with you anyway, did it?
I think it did, yeah, I think it did. Well, he also followed it by saying that he was very proud to be from Cork.
I suppose, why wouldn't he be?
Exactly.
Tim Hoban, who are you cheering for? You're calling us from China, is it?
I'm calling you from Cork, but just one slight correction. I've lived in Cork over 20 years, but I'm from Limerick, so I'm a Munster fan. I'm a rugby fan. I support Ireland. But I wanted to make a couple of points to you. First of all, not all Munster fans are shouting for the opposition in Leinster on Saturday. I watched the match with my two sons who were, like me, going to rugby games in Limerick and Cork for years, supporting Munster. And we were gutted for Leinster. We really wanted Leinster to do well. And when they were 17 points up, we were delighted. And disappointed to see them lose the end of the day. So we're definitely not anti-Leinster fans. And this name that we're given, Leinster fans, like of late, yeah, the last few years we're supporting Leinster. Maybe 10 or 15 years ago you would have shouted against them or supported the other team, but Leinster are very successful and they're playing great rugby, and so why wouldn't we support Leinster? But first and foremost, it's Munster. It's always Munster. We're diehard Munster fans.
And can you understand what they referred to as Leinsters there, what Dennis was referring to as Leinsters, I think it was Dennis anyway, at the beginning, of people who are from Leinster but not supporting Leinster?
Yeah, I can't understand that. I mean, people from Leinster...
I mean, when they go on Leinster and they're cheering on Munster people, and you turn around and you find out that they're possibly from Offaly but cheering for Munster, I mean, would you not kind of... Would there be a loss of respect there saying, well, you're not from anywhere then?
No, because there's an old saying, you know, who's giving me a definition of who's from Dublin, and the answer is somebody who's farther from down the country. So they're probably a connection with Munster, maybe, or something, or maybe their family or their, you know, their, I don't know, they've got relations that are living in Munster. So like, if you're from Leinster, I can't understand why you wouldn't support Leinster. I'm not from Leinster, and I've supported Leinster on Saturday, because Leinster are a great side and have been very successful, and... You know, I wouldn't support La Rochelle, and I know the connection with Ronan O'Gara is really strong. And you know, I saw Ronan O'Gara play on numerous occasions on Munster, and saw him play for Ireland. But he's you know, and he's been very successful. But I'd never support La Rochelle against Leinster, never. Because remember, Toulon won the Challenge Cup on Friday night, and La Rochelle were going to win the cup. That's two major competitions won by French teams in the year of the World Cup. So you know. When you watch Leinster play, you're effectively watching Ireland. You really are, bar a few who come from Munster. So why wouldn't you support Leinster? You know, and first and foremost, it's rugby fans and supporting Ireland. Well, actually, I should say, first and foremost, supporting Munster. But you're supporting an Irish team, and supporting Leinster is an Irish team. You want them to do well.
Glyn, Cork Uber Allies, no?
Yeah, Colm, look, I mean, I agree with the last caller there. I mean, he talks about a sense. I mean, a lot of us who remember rugby prior to the year 2000, I think, you know, will agree that, you know, Irish rugby had its fair share of bad, bad days. And look, I, for one, would certainly support any of the Irish teams in competition. Obviously, being from Munster would be my number one team. But failing that, once they're not progressing in the competition, we'd always follow the next team. If it's Leinster, so be it. Fantastic team to watch, great people, great fans, and look, you'll always have a cohort in every who follows every team who will rile up the opposition or whatever. That's part of the banter, I think, more than anything else.
And you're from Cork, are you?
Sorry,
you're from Cork, are you?
I'm from Cork.
And were you conflicted at all at Saturday's match? Looking at
absolutely not. Absolutely not. Never have been. If it's an Irish team, I'll always follow them in a game if they're playing a team not from Ireland. That's just the way. I think that's the way a lot of Irish rugby fans, and especially people who follow the game in the years before it became professional, I think would mostly be of the same mindset. I remember going to the old Interpro games with Leinster, Munster, or Ulster, when there were few and far between. You might get 200 people at it if you were lucky. And you know there was very little hatred back then, I'd say, you know. But
we heard from Eileen there, who was saying from Cork also, Cork first, then Munster, then Ireland. You don't share that view, do you?
To be honest, I doubt that, you know, people who really understand our rugby and follow their rugby and follow their sport would be of that mindset. I mean, that's a bit of a Cork thing that,
well,
you know, that we
sorry, put I do follow you know. Rugby. I do follow rugby. I follow
right.
it all
well,
my
well,
life.
You know, I think it's a bit of an innate Cork thing, really, that we get a bit above ourselves. A lot of people don't hear, I think, you know, this the real capital kind of crap that you hear, you know, it's not, you know... I think a lot of Cork people are a bit arrogant in that way. I think that's just the way it is down here, you know. I think the reality is, you know, a lot of us who are realistic and who understand where we are in the greater scheme of things in terms of rugby, will champion any Irish team that's doing well, and will certainly want them to do well. This supporting Ronan thing, I mean, Ronan's a professional, you know. I mean, he's a fantastic guy, fantastic professional, has been brilliant for Irish rugby. Wherever he's gone, he's been an ambassador, an outstanding coach. His record has been outstanding since he's taken up coaching at various levels, you know. And I wish him all the best. And, of course, delighted for him personally. But Ronan could end up being a Leinster coach or Ireland coach in the future. We don't know.
Eileen, I have to let you back in there on that accusation of Cork chauvinism.
That's just an opinion, I suppose, that he's entitled to. But I don't feel it, as I said, I would be. Experience, you know, with being out at matches in Musgrave Park, that, you know, big matches, and we'd say Munster would win and they'll stay on the pitch, and Ronan O'Dara is there with all these young fellas, do you know, and it brings a grá to the sport, and it certainly brought a grá for Ronan O'Gara.
And Glyn
had a lovely persona when he was king, and as I said, you know, he was very popular. As I said, he'd stop on the street talking to kids. He always had time on the pitches. Do you know, so there is just that extra bit of grá for Ronan O'Gara because, you know, he has been seen locally, do you know, around the place as well. Do you know, people have, loads of people would have met him. He always seemed to have time for them.
Glyn, is Eileen just echoing what Ronan O'Gara himself said when he's, you know, told welcome home, and he says he's not home. He is Cork above all else himself.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Fair enough. If Ronan feels that way, fine. I mean, look, as I said, I have nothing but respect for the guy. Brilliant. As an athlete, he was outstanding. He was one of the best rugby players we've ever seen. A leader who could lead a game. I think people like Johnny Sexton followed him. But look, I mean, he's a professional at the end of the day. It's his job at the moment, you know. And of course, there's the emotional layer about him being from Cork. We were delighted for him. Delighted for Alton Delane as well, of course, and Dunnock O'Ryan, who were also involved.
Another monster man from Tralee.
Absolutely delighted for them, but personally for them. But I was still gutted when Leinster. I think they could certainly have gone for that drop goal at the end. I would have seen. I think better game management if Johnny Sexton was playing. Maybe he might have swung that way. That's just the way it is. Ross Byrne isn't as experienced as him. I think he hasn't in some of the bigger games. Maybe he hasn't shown it yet that he's that capable to kind of take the next step and be that world class kind of 10 that we need in Ireland. But look, I mean, that's a personal opinion. But yeah, I was just disappointed for Leinster. I always am when an Irish team doesn't succeed. You know, I think we've taken to professionalism. The professional game in rugby has been world standard. I think other people have admitted that. You see people like Martin Johnson recently coming out saying, look, you're the brand leaders in terms of how to manage the transition from amateurism to professionalism.
He could be accused of trying to lull us into a false sense of security before the World Cup, but however, we'll have more on this after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Colm O'Mungine here, 51551 for your text, joe@rte.ie. For your emails and WhatsApp, 087 184 3709. Kathleen, you had...
Yeah.
Mixed feelings about Saturday's match?
Well, a little bit conflicted at first. I, being of Munster blood, living in Leinster, feeling that, I suppose, that La Rochelle would be like almost Munster in the past, that were kind of underdogs. And I think that Ronan O'Gara would have instilled in them the stand up and fight and mentality that he instilled into Munster. And, you know, I would feel too that Munster people are generous, friendly, big hearted Dublin fans, like particularly the Dublin Poor Brigade, are very much think they're entitled. They're snobs.
Explain that to me.
Think they're entitled. Well, they go out with an air of like, oh yeah, everyone needs just to go there and win, you know. I think they were sure they'd win, and the big surprise when they didn't. And there was a bit of afters as well with seemingly with Johnny Sexton and Sean O'Brien against Ron O'Gara, which shouldn't have happened. So they look down on people up in Munster and supporters as well. I even experienced myself.
You think that? What's your own experience of being looked down on by Leinster fans?
I was told that when I said I wasn't necessarily a Leinster fan and I was more supporting Munster, that this in the past now, that I was, what would I be doing supporting those Alakadoos? I don't even know what it means. But anyway, what I could feel though that historically Munster got a raw deal when they were being picked for Ireland teams. And even this year, 12 of the team that were playing England were from Leinster. Munster didn't get much of a look in at all. That's three left, you know what I mean? So, and in the past too, people in Cork, Limerick, lists like that, maybe they weren't as well off as the Dublin Boers, maybe Garrison Towns, they weren't taught much of. Look at Anthony Foley's father, I don't think he wasn't picked. Keith Harris's father, really good, wasn't picked. Ginger McLaughlin was eventually, through his hard graft.
That could be anti-Limerick coming from within the Munster branch as much as it could be a Dublin-dominated rugby scene, couldn't it?
I don't know, it's just I feel that. I can understand maybe the historical anti-Munster feeling, or anti-Leinster feeling from Munster.
Where did you grow up in Leinster?
I wouldn't do it myself. Where did I grow up in Leinster? Well, that's me telling you now.
All right. Well, what?
In the bog.
What are your Munster? What are your Munster roots?
Father, and all those cousins and everything.
Limerick, is it?
Limerick till Tipperary, yeah, that area. Mm-hmm. Now, so I was just going to say, like, you know, maybe this could be a lesson for Andy Farrell, that if you're going to pick a team for the World Cup, you've learned a lesson now. Seeing what happened in Leinster, that you can't depend totally on Leinster to win this game because you know, you need to go beyond that province of Leinster. Pick the people that should have been picked for the Ireland game before, for the Ireland England and other games before. So he has. It could be a good point. You know, it could be something that they could learn from to spread it out. Pick a few more from Munster particularly, and Ulster and maybe Connacht as well, because he relies too much on Leinster.
And who did you ultimately cheer for on Saturday, if anyone?
La Rochelle.
You cheered for La Rochelle?
I did, because they were, I suppose they admired their spirit. They, you know, they didn't give up. They almost breathed the thoughts.
They're the defending champions. They were by no means underdogs in terms of what they were coming into this match with. They're defending champions. They have a sizable checkbook behind them and sizable pack and size of their players in all other positions.
Yeah,
I mean,
I suppose that's true, yeah. But at the same time, Leinster have an awful lot of that. I mean, the checkbook would have got a lot of their people into the Leinster team too. And, you know, they have to pick the schools, access to all that sort of thing. So, look, it was kind of a bit conflicted the first night. Probably felt a little bit bad, but I could just see the never give up spirit. That sort of never say die, you know, instilled in them probably by Ronan and his own attitude, you know. And whereas Leinster would never be sort of stand up and fight and coming from back from down. You know, they were always they feel I think that they're entitled.
Right. Well, they were stand up and fight enough to get into the final of the Heineken Cup and the semi final of the URC.
Them. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, that's right, that's right. I was glad that they that
and have
the
come from behind in other matches.
I was glad too that Munster won the other game, and I'm shouting for them when they're playing Stormers in South Africa next Saturday. I'd love to be there, but can't.
All righty, you know, John Chamney, who are you cheering for on Saturday? You were cheering for Leinster because that's where you're from, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a Leinster. Okay, I've lived in Munster for 42 years. And when I first came here, Leinster couldn't get out of bed. So I went to Munster games and discovered that the Munster spirit is something very special.
And you were a Munster fan primarily, even though you originally came from Leinster. You were living in Munster a long time, but you supported Munster, did you?
Yes, I would support. In a game between the two, I would always support Munster. I'm an adopted Munster fan. My grandfather was president of the IRFU in 1939, and the IRFU is something to really be proud of, and we should stop all this petty parochialism. Irish rugby is at the pinnacle of the world game. We're number one, and we had Ronan O'Gara coaching La Rochelle. We had a man born in Munster playing for them, and we had Dunnock O'Ryan coaching them. So we're the envy of the world. We don't need petty bickering.
But you still cheered for Leinster.
I cheered for Leinster, absolutely, and I'd cheer for Connacht and so on when they were in challenging positions. So, yeah, I'm Irish, and there's no question who I'll cheer for. But my main point is we should be celebrating, commiserating with Leinster. And they were up against a team of hired hands. La Rochelle, credit to Ronan, he's assembled a wonderful cup-winning team. But there's only three real Frenchmen playing in it. And it's a team of hired hands. Whereas with Munster, yes, there's a few South Africans. With Leinster, there's a few New Zealanders. But the body of both teams are from the province. They're through and through. Whereas La Rochelle, I'm not throwing stones at them. It's a wonderful piece of business. And they deserve to win. But they did.
Martin, you were at the game.
Hello, Colm. You're obviously doing a great job there. Third week in a row on the show. I don't know, will Joe get his place back at all?
Oh, he'll be back all right. You can cheer for him next week. You were at the game and you saw people in La Rochelle jerseys. What did you find out about them?
I saw three fellas in La Rochelle jerseys at the presentation, and they seemed to be very delighted with the turn of events. I just said a few French words to them to congratulate them, and then I realised that they were from Munster and they were supporting La Rochelle.
So did you break into a different kind of language at that point, or did you converse with them in the common language of English?
I said you're bitter men.
And how did they respond? Did they laugh? Were they glad?
Yeah, they were laughing. No, they were laughing. They said, you know, we've won one cup this week, and then we're going to win another one next week with the URC final.
And you didn't get time to discuss with them why it was that they were cheering for La Rochelle. It was.
No, I mean, the way I look at it is rugby is a minority sport in Ireland, and. Up until the recent times, our successes have been very few and far between. And I think all sports fans, but particularly rugby fans, should get behind whatever team is in a final.
And did you hear any chat out of them during the game? Were they making any comment, good, bad, or indifferent about the performance?
I wasn't beside them during the match. But I think there was a number of people who would support Munster that were there supporting La Rochelle.
Councillor Michael Paul Murta, what's the motion what's the motion going before Cork County Council?
How are you getting on? Yeah, look, I'm just after coming out of the full council meeting there, and I propose a vote of congratulations for Ronan today, and so there'll be a vote of congratulations going from Cork County Council to Ronan O'Gara for his win and his success.
Now, there's a difference between a vote of congratulations to a Cork man and a vote in advance wishing him well in the match. Would you have proposed a similar motion?
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm not sure about that. But you know, I'm very happy for Ronan, and he absolutely deserves congratulations for the success that he's brought to his team.
Were you watching the match?
I wasn't watching the match. I'll tell you, I had to spend a bit of time with the kids because I'm working too much. So unfortunately, I missed it. But I played rugby all my life. I'd be a big rugby fan.
Who did you play for?
Munster fan. I would have played for Crosshaven growing up, mighty team down in Crosshaven and Oakhaven. And then I went back to rugby after college because I played a bit of football in college, Gaelic football. And I went back and played for Sunday as well. And I played a stint in Carrigaline for Carrigaline RFC. And I played for Ballincollig RFC, all that kind of junior level.
All right. And what position did you play?
I would have been scrum half. Scrum half or a winger, you know, depending which team I was in. But I suppose, I suppose the point.
How did the motion go down? Was there a unanimous vote? Any opposition to it?
There was absolutely no opposition in Cork. There'd be no opposition to it, of course. No. Supporting a good Cork man like Ronan O'Gara, you know. And I suppose it's just a reminder for everybody that it was Ronan O'Gara and Peter Stringer, and a shout out for the scrum half as well. Peter Stringer, that changed Irish rugby completely. It was the two of them practically by themselves, you know, when they came on the scene.
There may have been 13 other men on the pitch at that time who might respectfully.
Credit where credit's due, they had a huge influence over how Irish rugby was going nowhere until the two lads came from Prez and onto the scene. You know what I mean?
And who were you up for on Saturday?
Well, I was up for, you know, I was delighted to see Ronan enjoy his win. But, you know, I'd be obviously supporting Leinster, of course, but then a bit of a chuckle at the end for Ronan, and absolutely deserves to be enjoying the win. And look, it's a sport at the end of the day, and you have to be graceful in loss as well as...
That's it. Take the good days whenever they come. Back in a minute.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Cullum O'Mungine here. Anna Moore, or should I say, good afternoon, Mammy.
Good afternoon, Colin. How are you?
The Mammy of Irish Boxing. Of course, the rugby, Leinster's defeat in the Aviva wasn't the only sporting disappointment of the weekend. Where was your heart on Saturday night?
Oh, my heart would always be with Katie Taylor. Always.
And was it in your boots on Saturday night after she lost to Chantal?
I would have loved to be able to go out and hug her, but you don't do that with someone professional like that. You wouldn't get out there anyway. But she's such a lovely person. And look, she took the chance. It didn't work. It's her first defeat in 7 years. You have the begrudges out there. Oh, Katie was a great one. All of a sudden now, oh, she should have given it up. She should do this. Well, to me, that's up to Katie.
Well, it doesn't sound like she's going to give up. It sounds like she's up for the show. The first words out of her mouth nearly were that she wanted a rematch.
A rematch. I know. I would prefer if she didn't.
Would you? Is that you prefer not to have a rematch out of her division, or do you think it might be time
out of her division? I feel out of her division. Boxers have to grow into a weight. You know, they have to grow into that weight. And for the time Katie had, I personally, it's just me, I don't think she had the time to do that, because Katie and Chantel weighed the very same on Friday, very same weight. But by the time Chantel would have been going into the ring on Saturday night, she'd be up by at least 4 kilos.
Right, just explain that, Anna, because when they go for the weigh-in, you can shed weight by getting rid of fluids and the like, but then somebody who's naturally heavier can kind of go back to their original weight afterwards, can't they?
I mean, Chantel, probably what she would have done was she probably would have had a sauna, these things, you know, to keep her weight. But usually, we say, then she goes back eating normally. We say she'll have her steaks, she'll have whatever she has.
Right. And she's taller and she has a longer reach as well. So there's a lot of advantages on her side.
Yeah, there is. But I'll tell you, Katie Taylor, and I don't care what anybody out there says, could not have given more than what she gave in that ring. And when the two of them came out of the ring, it was Chantel that looked the more bruised than Katie did. You know?
And what would you say to Katie Taylor if she was listening to you now? What would your advice be as somebody who has been an international judge, a manager of the Irish amateur team, for anyone who doesn't know your background in women's boxing? What would you say as a respected figure and a veteran of boxing, what would you say to her now?
I would say maybe have one more contest with Serrano and beat her and finish then.
This is in your own division, defend your title.
Yes, yes, exactly. Remember, Katie is still 6 times world champion. She hasn't lost her belt. If Katie had beaten Chantel would have lost her belt. But Katie didn't box at her own weight, so as such, she is still the best at her weight in the world. But in my opinion, Katie has written her name in history. Nobody can ever take that from her. Look at the pride and joy she has given every one of us since she started as a kid. I remember watching her at 14 years of age in the stadium, the first time the two females ever boxed in the stadium, herself and Alana Murphy. And I said, if this is what girls boxing is about, I'm in. At the time before that, I don't think that I would have wanted to get involved because I was nervous with girls boxing. But my God, when I saw those two girls boxing at 14, 15 years of age, I was blown away by them. I really was. And another thing, Colin, there would be no Olympic Games, and I'm telling you this, there'd be no female boxers in the Olympic Games, only for Katie Taylor.
All right. Anna, time's against us. We're going to have to leave it there. We're back after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.